So Democrats coming out, let me translate what they're saying for you and what they mean. From Jen Psaki, they're all speaking off the same Mockingbird script. By the way, I cannot wait. Tulsi Gabbard has told us that Operation Mockingbird is still up and running. That's where the CIA pays reporters. Back then, it was the equivalent of $1 million a year to just parrot propaganda. Rush Limbaugh would have been fascinated by this. Remember how he used to play the clips where they were all saying the same thing? He thought they were Democrat Party talking points. Well, Bob Woodward, remember him? Pulitzer Prize winner, broke the Watergate scandal. Also broke the Mockingbird scandal. It's real. You look it up on Wikipedia. But the lie you were told was that it ever ended. It didn't. And Tulsi Gabbard a couple of weeks ago dropped this thing saying, "Oh, hey, it's still up and going. We're still, wow." And then didn't say anything else. Now I see Mockingbird everywhere. Can you see it? I think it's still running. I think they haven't even found all the money. I think these people are still doing it. And so they're all literally speaking the same words, whether they're tweeting it or saying it. Jen Psaki was out there yesterday, circle back. One of the slickest liars I've ever seen. Former spokesperson for Chairman Ho. And here's what she says. Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers do not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough of the thoughts and prayers. Jacob Fry, the blood has not dried fully yet on the sidewalk. And the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis comes out and speaks oddly the same exact words. What are they? The bullets are flying. The bodies are still warm. Were they all on a phone getting the talking points? Where do they come from? Do they all get a text from their minder? How does this work? This is fascinating. Here's Jacob Fry, folks.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school.
Stop this. Thoughts and prayers. The exact words Psaki used. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. You think this isn't coordinated? Probably deep inside some part of our government we still haven't taken control of. Not enough of the thoughts, but not enough. What do they want? They want your guns. That's what they want. They want your guns. Here was the MS Now version of thoughts and prayers. All of it simultaneously. Rush would have been all over this. He would have played this. Gotta miss that man.
The thoughts and prayers, I'm so beyond. So beyond that nonsense, the lie of that, because what we have are people who continue to stand in the way of actually doing something to stop the violence against their own kids.
Uh-huh.
It is amazing to me. We watch young kids die in classrooms and now in church, and all we get are thoughts and prayers. What?
That's MS Now. They had to rename themselves because they beclown themselves. They used to be MSNBC. Simultaneously, three Democrats, same phraseology, exactly. Somebody wrote it. When Democrats say prayer is not enough, what they mean is they want to confiscate our guns. They just can't say that anymore because so many of the Democrat Party's voters have had to buy guns to protect themselves from violent criminals thanks to Democrat policies. So they can't do that anymore because remember, the number one vote, new gun buying group for years under Biden was what? Black women. They're trying to survive. They're trying to survive Democrat policies. They want your guns. That's what they want. And that's what that means. Democrats are using the Minneapolis Catholic school shooting to try to take your guns. It's not going to happen under Trump. Folks, they're banking this for the future. Can you imagine living in a future Democrat-run, crime-infested America without your guns for protection, with a dual justice system that churns out violent criminals again and again, no matter how violent they get, no matter how many kids they rape? And the only people who have guns are the illegal immigrants who brought them over the open border. What would that be like? I know what that would be like. Venezuela. Because that's what happened there, folks. I remind you of this once a week. It's in my head. I should really do it more than once. Most people don't know how this ends. They think Democrats want to take your guns. Yeah, that's only the beginning of the part, the first part of the story. No, no, no. The second part of the story is what happens next. When people were, of course, starving in Venezuela, that was the plan. They always seized means of production, means of food, means of electricity delivery. You could see Venezuela from the sky on the satellites. It's dark. It's like the Dark Ages. Yep, check. Socialism classic. Okay, what happens after they take the guns? For your safety, of course. Because we should do more than thoughts and prayers. And they wait a few years. And then the party, Maduro's party, redistributes the guns to who? Trinidad and Aragua. And the only people who have guns are the criminals by design. The government handed them out to people loyal to the party. They actually call them banditos there. Because you can't give them to the police because if, you know, people disappear in the middle of the night, it's weird. So you got to give them to Trinidad and Aragua. That's who has the guns. That's why Maduro, with only a third of the vote, is the president. Because when people were so enraged, they started openly protesting, even with the risk of their lives. They had Trinidad and Aragua on motorcycles drive by and shoot them. It's all over X. But the Democrats have to get there. So they got to get your guns. And folks, now I know you're saying, oh, Trump's the president. Understand, this is a long-term project. When they started in on gay marriage around the year 2000, in earnest, it looked like political suicide. It was an 80-20 issue. Go look up how many Republicans support it today. It's actually declining, which is weird. They've had a double-digit decline in the last few years. So they don't give up. Boom, 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 boom. They are looking for a few. They get to guns, you're done. Folks, think about where we are already, okay? Trump family debanked in the middle of the night. Trump censored across every social media platform but his own. His voice taken away. His spokesperson's voice taken away. Mass censorship. Over 10 million accounts. I mean, 10 million posts. 10,000 accounts deleted and wiped away. Even investigative reporter Paul Sperry, my gosh, Adam Schiff, Democrat leader, could just call up the FBI and get Sperry's account taken off Twitter. They get the guns on top of that. We're done. And that's what they're doing right now. They want the guns. They're banking this for the future. The bodies were not even cold yet. Not even cold when you had Jacob Fry, the host in MSNBC, and Jen Circleback Psaki, former spokesperson for Chairman Joe Biden, using the exact phrasing, thoughts and prayers. Hello, Project Mockingbird. How much of my tax dollars did I pay for that? Love to know. Hey, could we find it inside, like Tulsi Gabbard said, can we shut it off somehow?